Gimel Menachem Av Tov Shinayin Dalet Var Halacha and Chavis Al Bodas Tuesday night. There's a separate Isser Mitzad Minog, the 9 days not to wear Shabbos clothing. This is separate from laundered clothing and separate from new clothing. There's a separate Hakpada Minog Isser not to wear Shabbos clothing. In the weekdays, Shabbos is a separate issue, and the minhag is to be mekel. Maybe we'll talk about it in the coming days, maybe not, but that's Shabbos. But during the weekdays, not to wear. Now, this includes hats, and it includes shoes too, if you have special Shabbos clothing. It's miyuchat for Shabbos, that's what they asked. Somebody asked me, Shaila, they wear sneakers during the week. And Shabbos, they wear shoes. Now, it's not particularly Shabbos shoes, it's just plain shoes. But they don't wear shoes during the week. So the shoes is not necessarily their big day Shabbos. But it's, so I said it's okay. And Lamaisa, I saw afterwards, after I said that, I saw afterwards that as long as, if you wouldn't wear it to a chasana, that's during the week, and that's, so that's not necessarily Shabbos clothing, right? Something, this is a good example. I assume the person that asked the Shaila wouldn't go with the sneakers to a chasana. But that doesn't make it into Shabbos clothing. In fact, it has to be taka miyuchad, big day Shabbos. There are exceptions, of course. If there's a bris, the main players for sure could wear big day Shabbos the whole day. It's Yom Tov Shalahem. That's big day Shabbos. But people, the problem is they always schedule these things. Use the Rosh Chodesh. They schedule graduations and siyum this and you know, and then the kids come and you can't let them wear Shabbos clothing. It seems to me if they're gil chinuch ready, they shouldn't be wearing Shabbos clothing. What? Even for a siyum. A siyum is not. What?
Can eat meat and drink wine and can't wear Shabbos clothes?
No. Okay, Chavis Halvavis. Now, the next piece of Chavis Halvavis everybody's going to listen to, because it's very controversial. He really, Chavis Halvavis says something that's really, it really is controversial. He says, he's talking about learning the Ikrei Amuna, learning the Chavis Halvavis, learning about Hashem, and spending time doing that. The person, Echad Me'achachama, would spend half a day learning with his chavrusa, classical learning, what we would call classical learning, and the Chavrusa says, and the rest of the time, he said, Havu Aor Hatzofun, the hidden wisdom, the wisdom that is not nikar on people, but that's like the main yesodos of a Jew, of what a Jew is. So he says, Shaila came up with a get, and it was a very esoteric Shaila. I don't know if it was Nagel. Apparently it wasn't Nagel Amaisa. If it was Nagel Amaisa, it would have, of course, answered something entirely different. Apparently it was like a Lomdash Shaila. So he responded, Ato Ish Ashoel, you're really supposed to skip this line. If you don't know the answer to this question, mishkeferlich. Right? I mean, again, you're missing something, I guess, in Torah you're missing, but it's not, no harm done, he says. But you don't know stuff that there is harm done if you don't know. Hayodata komasha tochayiv ledaitu min ha-mitzvos, asher eincha rashoi l'salei mahem, that you have no right to ignore, vein roi l'cha, and you have the wrong idea of Hashem, or wrong, you don't even know all of the Ikrei Amuna, you don't know about the Chaprotis, let's say, Ischai Vonesh, and any Chavis Halvavis, he says, Yiras Hashem, Havis Hashem, your attitude, Bitochon, Shara Bechina, all the things that he spends his sefer teaching us. And now you have so much time on your hands, Achen if Nesel Achsho, Vishelos Nochrios, Asher Lo Tikne Bohem Aile Yaseira, Betoroscha Vimunoschecha. You're not, Chavis says, you're not going to, it doesn't have much benefit for Torah or for your Emunah. You're not going to correct your Midos with it. V'ani nishba, I swear to you, this Chacham said, kimichomish v'shloshim shana, for the last 35 years, ani mesasek b'meshet zorachli mi'mitzvos torasi, I'm studying the mitzvahs of the Torah that you have to know. You know that I'm ayin and I don't waste time and I don't think superficially and I go into a subject. But it never occurred to me to ask your shaila, you know, what's. I will say, gave him a lot of musar on that. So, we look at this chavis halavis. Lamaisa, he's right, and he's very right, and it's not for me to say he's wrong, but he's the Olam, the Olei Hador, all the people that led Klal Yisrael did not dream of telling people to spend 12 hours a day or the last 35 years. You know, first of all, even if we wouldn't learn Lamdish Shailas, it would take us 18 hours a day of learning for 70 years just to know Shas and Paiskim. Right, which also is basic stuff that you have to know. We don't have to get into what he's talking about, some sort of esoteric shaylan hilchos gittin. So that's what he has. The bali, you know, the and he's right that there's a very huge lack of knowledge even amongst people who learn. There's a big lack of knowledge. So whether we go with the chavis halavos or not, he's talking very stark. Lamaisa, they don't take on what he says. That they take on that if you learn, especially nowadays, when the Gedolim allowed for, at least in allowed, or they encouraged, certainly didn't discourage Lomdisha learning in yeshivas. They felt, you know, that this was now what the door needs to keep them into learning. It's true, it created gaps in other areas of learning. And not just in Chovas HaLevavos, it created gaps in Halacha, it created gaps in Nach, it created gaps in a lot of Yediyas. Okay? But that's what they felt is primarily what should be spent time on. And any individual doesn't have to be Meshubid to, you know, once you're out of high school already, you can go pretty much on your own. And you can make your own Seder Hayom, and you can make sure you spend time on Nach, you can join Rabbi Hanan's Shiurim and learn Halacha, right? Shout out, right? And now he's expanding, so everybody should find out about the different Smicha programs that we're instituting in Mitzvah Shem for next month. And don't forget to spend some time on Chavis Halavos. I know it's already more than 5 minutes, so you're already, oh boy, when's the Rav going to stop talking already? But he does have a point in that Yisodos of Emuna and Hashgacha Pratis and Schar Onesh and Bitachon and Precious and everything in the Chavis Halavos. That's why we encourage this learning very much, because they are Yisodos of being a Jew. There's no getting around that. And it's a big chaser, and in yeshivas they should teach it, and in girls' schools they should teach it, and it's very important to know, because this is taka. So the Chavis HaLevavos goes like, wow, what he says now, we don't take on to the degree that he says it, but Afal Pi Kein, it should be taken to heart, and people definitely should spend time thinking and learning about everything in the Chavis HaLevavos, all the Shorim that he goes through. These are the Amish, not to mention Tikkun Midos, which, like, at times he discusses that too, but then Tikkun Midos is the what we came down to this world for, and they have to have Mesilas Shorim, or the more contemporary Sforim that more directly teach us how to be Mesakin Amidos, how to work on Kas, and how to work on Sablonut, and how to work on all the different Midos that there are. So there's a lot of work to do. So I think I better, we gotta get to work.
Did anybody lose a credit card?